on Southeast AgNet, beginning a series of interviews with U.S. Department of Agriculture plant pathologist Tim Gottwald about HLB or citrus greening disease. The interviews followed a recent presentation Gottwald made to fellow researchers and growers about the epidemiology of HLB and implications for its control. In this opening report, Gottwald says he and other scientists believe HLB was in Florida well before it was confirmed in 2005 and even before the psyllids that transmit it from tree to tree were found in the Sunshine State. We think the HLB came before the psyllid in Florida.
Yeah, we believe that's true. From some of the indications that I've had of distributions, it's pretty clear that there were probably multiple introductions of HLB in dooryards and other areas around the state that were existing before the psyllid came in. And so it was sort of like a cocked gun ready to go off at that point. The disease without the psyllid is a self-eliminating disease. The trees eventually die, but in the presence of the psyllid, of course, it'll start to spread it around within the citrus population, and that's what happened.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.